Reading from Startide Rising by David Brin. Chapter 2, Galactics. On a ship in the center of a fleet of ships, a phase of denial was passing. Giant cruisers spilled out of a rent in space to fall toward the pinpoint brilliance of a nondescript reddish sun. One by one, they tumbled from the luminous tear. With them came diffracted starlight from their point of departure, hundreds of parsecs away. There were rules that should have prevented it. The tunnel was an unnatural way to pass from place to place. It took a strong will to deny nature and call into being such an opening in space. The Episiarch, in its outraged rejection of what is, had created the passage for its Tandu masters. The opening was held by the adamant power of its ego, by its refusal to concede anything at all to reality. When the last ship was through, the Episiarch was purposely distracted, and the whole collapsed with soundless violence. In moments, only instruments could tell that it had ever been. The affront to physics was erased. The Episiarch had brought the Tandu Armada to the target star well ahead of the other fleets, those who would challenge the Tandu for the right to capture the Earth ship. The Tandu sent impulses of praise to the Episiarch's pleasure centers. It howled and waved its great furry head in gratitude. To the Tandu, an obscure and dangerous form of travel had once again proved worth the risks. It was good to arrive on the battlefield before the enemy. The added moments would give them a tactical edge. The Episiarch only wanted things to deny. Its task now finished, it was returned to its chamber of delusions to alter an endless chain of surrogate realities until its outrage was needed by the masters once again. Its shaggy, amorphous shape rolled free of the sensory web, and it shambled off, escorted by wary guardians. When the way was clear, the Acceptor entered and climbed on spindly legs to its place within the web. For a long moment it appraised reality, embracing it. The Acceptor probed and touched and caressed this new region of space with its far-flung senses. It gave out a crooning cry of pleasure. "Such leakage," the Acceptor joyously announced. "I had heard the hunted were sloppy sophons, but they leak even as they scan for danger. They have hidden on the second planet. Only slowly do the edges of their psychic shields congeal to hide from me their exact location. Who were their masters to teach these dolphins so well to be prey?" "Their masters are the humans, themselves unfinished," the leading stalker of the Tandu replied. Its voice was a rhythmic pattern of rapid clicks and pops from the ratchet joints of its mantis legs. "The Earthlings are tainted by wrong belief and by the shame of their own abandonment. The noise of 3 centuries shall be quieted when they are eaten. Then our hunter's joy will be as yours is, when you witness a new place or thing." "Such joy," the Acceptor agreed. "Now, stir to get details," the stalker commanded. "Soon we do battle with heretics. I must tell your fellow clients their tasks." The Acceptor turned in the web as the stalker left and opened its feelings to this new patch of reality. Everything was good. It passed on reports of what it saw, and the masters moved the ships in response, but with the larger part of its mind it appreciated, it accepted. The tiny red sun, each of its small planets, the delicious expectancy of a place soon to become a battlefield. Soon it felt the other war fleets enter the system, each in its own peculiar way. Each took a slightly inferior position, forced by the early arrival of the Tandu. The acceptor sensed the lusts of warrior clients and the cool calculations of calmer elders. It caressed the slickness of mind shields rigidly held against it, and wondered what went on within them. It appreciated the openness of other combatants who disdainfully cast their thoughts outward, daring the listener to gather in their broadcast contempt. It swept up savage contemplations of the acceptor's own annihilation as the great fleets plunged toward each other and bright explosions began to flash. The acceptor took it all in joyfully. How could anyone feel otherwise when the universe held such wonders?